The time is urgent. We should all be on our faces crying out to God to have mercy on America right now, to delay his deadly. Perhaps God, in his mercy, will send a mighty revival to America to prepare the church for the coming persecution. Or perhaps revival will emerge out of the ashes of persecution when it comes to America. But either way, God will get the glory. God will get the glory. America needs revival. The church in America needs revival. There's still hope for America if we seek God in desperate prayer. I hope this message has been of some help to you today. Let us pray. Oh God, have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy upon America. Forgive us, great God, for our national sins. Forgive us, Almighty Father, for the corporate sins of your church. Forgive us for our laziness in prayer. Forgive us for our spiritual bankruptcy and impoverishment. Oh God, I can look and see what's coming around the corner to this land. And I pray, Lord, in your wrath, remember mercy. In your wrath, remember mercy. And I pray, oh Lord, that you awaken your bride, that you rouse her from her slumber, that you awaken her, oh God, and bring a mighty revival and an outpouring of your effusions of grace upon her now. In your mercy, Lord, I pray for that. You've sent revival in times before terrible times, Lord. You sent a mighty awakening to America before the Civil War through the great prayer revival, the businessman's revival of 1858. You saved literally tens of thousands of young men before they died on the battlefields of this land. You're the God that does such things. I pray you move as you have moved in former times for our day, for your glory, and for your dear name's sake and your dear precious Son's sake, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.